U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry attacked the foreign policies of President Trump in a speech before the virtual Democratic National Convention, saying Trump doesn't know how to defend the troops and is more interested in defending himself. Former President Jimmy Carter also delivered remarks Tuesday calling on the nation to opt for a Biden presidency. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate Donald Trump to run for a second presidential term. After making speeches in several battleground states this week, Mr. Trump expected next week to make his acceptance speech from the White House. For more on the presidential race, visit our website, voanews.com. By a remote, this is VOA News. Mali President, former President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita announced his immediate resignation late Tuesday night on state TV, hours after mutinous soldiers fired shots into the air outside his home before being detained, along with the Prime Minister. 75-year-old Keita said he wished to avoid any bloodshed in his resignation speech. Keita and Prime Minister Buba Sisa were reportedly taken to a military camp. The West African Economic Bloc, ECOWAS, sealed its members' states' borders with Mali after Keita and Sisa's arrest and suspended all financial transactions between Mali, removing Mali from its decision-making bodies. Keita's resignation comes after several months of regular demonstrations calling for him to step down from power 3 years before his final term was due to end. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy promising that mailed-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time. DeJoy suspended all cost-cutting measures at the agency until after the election. The Democrats claim would possibly have kept millions of votes from being sent to election officials to be counted. DeJoy, a wealthy campaign donor to President Trump, appointed to the head U.S. Postal Office, said the cost-cutting measures he has undertaken at the deficit-rich